I don't know if you've been listening to the news or not lately, but there is this thing going on in Seattle that is, it's crazy. It's this dynastic pastry war amongst several of the bakeries in the Seattle area. I mean, it's brutal. It's crazy. It's becoming a real game of scones.
What?
Sorry. I guess Cameron rubbed off on me from last week's episode. I mean, you only had to put up with Cameron's dad jokes for one podcast. I was there a lot longer than that, and I think he just wore off on me. So, thanks, Cameron. Seriously, Cameron, thank you. Thank you for volunteering to do that podcast, knowing that my voice was gone last week. There's no way I was putting out a podcast. And I hate to miss weeks. It happens, but I hate to miss a week. Our happy is so important, and I always take it responsibility to try to get a podcast out early Monday morning to help us happy lifers start the week off right. And Cameron, you stepped up like a true happy lifer, and when you came to me and said, "Hey, this is might be kind of weird. You don't have to do this if you don't want, but if you want, I would love to do a podcast." And I already talked to you. I was going to interview you anyway on St. Patrick's Day because you brought that information up to me earlier that week. And I thought that's perfect for St. Patrick's Day and for Happy Life. And but then when I lost my voice, I couldn't even interview you. And you just stepped up anyway and did that. And I don't know if you've ever done that before or not, but you were a natural, man. You just knocked it out of the park. So I want to thank you for that. And happy life, where I apologize for the dad jokeness. I apologize for letting Cameron, that part of Cameron, every other part about Cameron, you want him to rub off on you. He is the real deal, and so is his family. His wife, Becca, their kids are absolutely amazing. In fact, they're happy lifers themselves. Your daughter came up to me and said, "Thank you, you're so inspirational, Steve-O." And she's what, 10 years old, 11 years old? I mean, they put together a happy life book for me. So these kids are just, they're just amazing. And Cameron and Beck are just amazing happy lifers. And so I just kind of guess I had to try to compete with Cameron on the dad jokes, on the game of scones. However, I just, you know, I did it because I just wanted to make sure that I left no scone unturned. Sorry, I just can't stop.
This is Happy Life Studios.
This message is for you. This message is for you. This message is singular to you. It's not for anybody else. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to understand.
Hey, are you happy?
Now that's a great question.
Does your sun set high? Does your sun set high?
Welcome to Happy Life Studios. Happier.
What's up, happy lifers? Thanks for joining us. I am so happy that you're here with us today. A couple weeks ago, I mentioned in our I'm So Tired You Did episode 403, about how I got a hold of this chocolate chip scone. It slipped my mind last time. I wish I would have mentioned it, but it came from Sun Oven Bakery in Ojai, California, just north of Ventura there. So while you're over there visiting Lovewell Tea and Coffee, which I highly recommend, we talked about them in that episode as well, just go up the road a little bit. And you can actually get them from Lovewell Tea and Coffee because they get their bakery items from Sun Oven. And I can see why, because Sun Oven simply rocks the bakery world. It rocked the world so much that on my way out of town the next day, and the barista at Lovewell Tea and Coffee, Sun Oven gave them a free chocolate chip scone as they were getting their order for the coffee shop. She said, "Can I give you a free chocolate chip scone?" And all of a sudden, she remembered the conversation I had had with her the day before when I was talking about what I'm going to talk about today, how chocolate chips should be the go-to for everything before we add the blueberries and whatever. When the lady at Sun Oven, Alexis, said, I believe that's her name, Alexa said, "Hey, can I get you a free, something like a free chocolate chip scone?" She immediately thought of our conversation and she grabbed that free chocolate chip scone. But instead of eating it herself, the next time she saw me, she gave it to me. I was like, that's what Lovewell is like. That's why they're my favorite Southern California coffee joint. And that's one of the main reasons why. It's not just the coffee they make and the amazing pastries that they have, but it's who they are and the happy community that they're creating there at Love Well Tea and Coffee. They just aren't serving coffee and tea. They're serving love and happy as well. So the next day when I'm on my way to fly out of town, I stop off at that bakery just to get a chocolate chip scone as I'm getting ready to drive to the airport. I mean, I grabbed the scone, took a bite, was walking out to my car, and I turned back around, went inside, and I talked to the owner, and I said, "The scone is so amazing to me. I'm going to do a podcast on it. I'm a podcaster. I'm going to do a podcast." So that's what we're doing today. However, I ran across a little snag. I noticed on my calendar that this is our last Monday podcast before Easter Sunday. In fact, all this week is called Holy Week. And since Happy Life Studios is the official podcast of the holidays, I need to do a podcast on Easter, on Holy Week. But I already have this podcast all planned out for the chocolate chip scone. I've been thinking about it for a couple weeks now, and I want to put it out, but Easter's here, and we're the official podcast of the holidays, so I'm kind of in a little bit of a conundrum. I thought, what am I going to do? And then it dawned on me, I think I can kill two birds with one scone. He just can't stop, can he? So stick with me to the end, because we will get to Easter as well. I mean, who else is going to do a podcast? Who does podcasts about scones, about chocolate chip scones in particular? But it would even be weird if I was a chef or I was a cook of some sort, and I'm not a chef by any means. I mean, I can make macaroni and cheese and instant potatoes and soup out of a can, but that's about it. So for me, a non-chef, I mean, for even a chef to do a podcast, I guess I could see that, because you could talk about all the stuff that goes into a scone or how to bake it. I don't know. I know how to eat it. I'll tell you that much right now. But who in the world, only Happy Life Studios, is going to do a podcast, not only on an entire podcast on the chocolate chip scone, but also tie that into Easter and Holy Week and Good Friday. So here we go. Stick with us to the end so I can make sure that you get both birds that I'm going to kill with this one scone.
You gotta be kidding me.
So, I thought we could start off with a scone poem. Doesn't that sound like a Dr. Seuss book? A scone poem. And here it is, by Karen Krutzinger. Apple pie for breakfast, dessert is whipping cream. She had me there already, right? Apple pie for breakfast, dessert is whipping cream. That's a poem. You got me. And then her next line, she says, she actually mentioned chocolate scones. Not chocolate chip scones, but chocolate scones, which I've never heard of. And then she said, with raisins plainly seen. What? Apple pie for breakfast, you got me. Dessert is whipping cream, yeah. Fine chocolate scones, now you're talking. With raisins plainly seen? Are you kidding me?
What'd you do? Wake up this morning and say, today, I'm going to ruin a man's life.
Yeah. You trying to ruin a man's life here? I couldn't agree more. And nothing against Karen Krutzinger or her poem. It's a very nice poem. It's a great poem. Except for the raisin in the scone part. I mean, you had me at chocolate scone. Why did you have to add raisin?
What'd you do? Wake up this morning and say, today, I'm going to ruin a man's life.
Exactly. That actually came from a movie, Romancing the Stone, that came out 40 years ago, almost to the day. We're 5 days off from 40 years to the actual day that movie, Romancing the Stone, opened up in theaters. It had Kathleen Turner in it, Michael Douglas, Danny DeVito, and others, and it was a great movie. They're trying to find this stone, this gem, and Danny DeVito's on one side, and Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas on the other side, and they're trying to get this stone. But Romancing the Stone isn't just a movie title. Romancing the Stone basically means an attempt to court someone in a romantic way, but to receive no reaction in return. Like the other person is not reacting because they're as cold as a stone. And that's kind of what the movie Romance in Stone was actually playing off of. I mean, they had the gym that they're trying to get, but also the romancing part, and the parties weren't reacting to each other. So it was playing off of that. Well, I think it's time for Romancing the Scone.
So I don't know what to tell you if I try to confess my love for scones. I just want to say something real quick, please. Shouldn't listen. I love these scones.
Yeah. I love these scones. The chocolate chip ones. I mean, why? I get it. If you're going to add blueberry or cranberry to a scone or pumpkin spice or scone, I get it. But that should be number 2 and 3 and 4. It should not be number 1. If you're going to make any bakery item, the first thing that should be added to any bakery item, if you're going to add some type of fruit or whatever, some type of sweet, you should add chocolate chips first. Chocolate chips are the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember years ago talking to a bunch of guys that were older than me, but they saw my age getting up, and they said, oh, one day you're going to join the oatmeal club. And they made it sound like it was so terrible to join the oatmeal club, which was basically you getting old, you have to eat oatmeal every day for your body, right? For your health. But I love oatmeal. You know why? It's what holds my chocolate chips. Seriously. I mean, because you just can't go and eat chocolate chips for breakfast. But if you have oatmeal, you can. So if you're going to make something, put something in your bakery items, in your pastries, chocolate chips should be number 1. I know the blueberry, maybe the cranberry spice or whatever, doesn't agree with that. And the reason I know that is because the other day in the coffee shop, I actually overheard a blueberry and a chocolate chip talking. They were arguing.
For reals?
Okay. I'll come clean. I'll be honest. I didn't really hear a blueberry and a chocolate chip talking. They were actually singing.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Exactly. Anything you can do, I can do better. Think about it. We don't hear of people making blueberry cookies or peach cookies. So why would we make scones with those ingredients? You may hear of a cookie with cranberry or something like that in it every once in a while. But everyone knows the go-to. We all know the best cookie is a chocolate chip cookie. If you're going to make cookies, the first one you make is a chocolate chip cookie, because chocolate chips, anything a blueberry can do, a chocolate chip can do better.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
So I think that needs to be taken to all avenues of life, particularly the sweet side, the bakery side, the scone side. I want to go back to the I Love Scone song I just played a minute ago. It's called Peach Scone, and it's by Hobo Johnson. Listen to what he says next. This totally proves my point.
So I don't know what to tell you if I try to confess my love for scones. I just want to say something real quick, please. Shouldn't listen. I love these scones. Just diversity to the selection they have here. The blueberry, the raspberry, strawberry, pumpkin even, which is basically a freaking squash. I'm going to make a scone out of a freaking squash.
Did you hear that? It's just like Karen's poem. You know how she started with fine chocolate scone and then went right to the raisins? Hobo Johnson does the same thing. He says he loves a scone and then he goes to blueberry and raspberry and strawberry and pumpkin, which is basically squash. And how do you make a scone out of squash? Exactly. That's the right question to ask. To me, it's more like, why would you even try? Why make blueberry and cranberry and pumpkin spice scone if you're not going to do the chocolate chip one first? Yeah, exactly. Honestly, I think it's probably because they've never had a chocolate chip scone from Sun Oven Bakery in Ojai, California. By the way, if you'd like to follow them on social media or online, I was told by Alexis that they do deliver. And I went online, and it's true, they do. So if you would like to follow them on social media or online, I would highly recommend it. I would even happily recommend it. Their website is sunovengf.com. The GF stands for gluten-free. Sunovengf.com. And I have to say this. I'm not a gluten-free bakery kind of guy. Usually if it has that GF in there, I'm not going to like it. But I had no idea they were gluten-free. It was absolutely amazing. So their website is sunovengf.com. Their Facebook and Instagram are both the same. If you just go on Facebook or Instagram and search Sun Oven Gluten Free, you'll find them. But I think that's why many of them don't understand what I'm trying to talk about here, because they've never had a Sun Oven chocolate chip scone. I'm telling you, it was definitely not a scone that you could throw and kill two birds with one scone, because it wasn't hard. The consistency was perfect. It wasn't too hard. It wasn't too flaky. It was spot on. And the chocolate chips were sweet and in abundance. So I told you we're going to talk about killing two birds with one scone, not Sun Oven scone, obviously, because it would be too soft. I mean, it wouldn't kill the bird. It would only make the bird happy, which is bird number one. Think about this. Chocolate chips are sweet. They sweeten the entire scone, especially if you get one from Sun Oven. I'm just telling you. I'm sorry if I'm bragging too much on them, but you would know what I meant if you had one of their chocolate chip scones. So I'm sorry if I'm going over the top here. I'm just obviously in love with their chocolate chip scones. Anyway, they have them in abundance. You know when you get a chocolate chip cookie sometime and you're searching for the chocolate chips, you're like, put more chips in there. There should be at least one or two or three or four or five in every bite that you take. That's what these scones were like. So the chocolate chip, especially when there's a lot of them in there, they sweeten the entire scone. In the same way I said, before we go to the blueberry and the cranberry and the strawberry, etc., before we go to the pumpkin spice scone, let's start with chocolate chip first. That should be the number one priority. Chocolate chip, anything a blueberry does, a chocolate chip can do better. What if the chocolate chips of our life? What if our chocolate chip was to be sweet to everyone we come in contact with? What if before we decided anything else, our number one goal was to sweeten the scones of our life, to sweeten our scones, to sweeten our entire worlds? Wherever we go, the world is better because we have made up our mind, our chocolate chips, our sweetness, we are going to sweeten the world that we are in. And we are going to do that by being sweet to everyone we come in contact with. What if that was our number one go-to? Oftentimes people go after things like blueberries and cranberries and other sweet things like that. But if you forget the main thing, after doing Happy Life Studios for almost 10 years now as a podcast, if there's one thing I come across more than anything else, and it's the reason why we end every podcast with it, the best way to be happy is not to go after and try to find happy. The best way to be happy is to make somebody else happy, and then the happy comes to you. If that was the chocolate chip of our life, before we worried about making money, before we worried about anything else, before we worried about the blueberries and the cranberries, if we said, my number one goal today is I'm going to make the world I'm in a sweeter place. No matter what I do today, whether it's at work or play, whether I'm with family or strangers, I am going to try to find some way to be sweet, to make my world a sweeter place by being nice to people. What if that was our chocolate chip of our life? Wouldn't that change the world? It would change our world. It would change our scone. Especially if there's plenty of those chocolate chips in abundance. That's a happy life right there. That's a happy scone. And here is a second bird. Easter's coming up. Holy Week is coming up. Easter is all about, other than the bunny, which, what is the bunny all about? Laying candy eggs for our kids to enjoy. It's a fun holiday. But Easter is about more than just bunnies. The bunnies came after, right? The bunnies were there to help celebrate the real reason of Easter, which is when we celebrate what Jesus did. God came to earth in the form of Jesus, and he lived, and then he died a horrible death. Why? to sweeten our world. That's exactly what Jesus did. Everything I'm talking about, Jesus came to those that were hurting. He hung out a lot in a place called Bethany, which means house of misery, house of pain. He went to where people's lives were sour, where they were not sweet, and he showed up. He helped. He healed. He encouraged. He made everywhere he went sweeter. And what happened? He got murdered for it. He got tortured for it. He got killed for it. But the good news is, because God came to earth as a man in the form of Jesus, and he died, the real story of Easter is, we can be forgiven. We can be forgiven of all of our sins. They're already forgiven. We just have to receive it. Seriously. When Jesus was on the cross, about to die, he looked up to heaven, to Father God, and he said, Father, forgive them. Who is he talking about at that point? He's talking about all the people that nailed him to a cross, all the people that were jeering him. But he was also thinking about us. He was thinking about all of humanity for all the years. I think he was thinking about me. I think he was thinking about us. When he was on that cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. I do stupid things all the time. I sin all the time. And you know what they say? Let him who is without sin cast the first stone. Seriously, there is a woman who was caught in the act of sin, and she was brought before Jesus. The law says we should stone her. Sorry. The law says we should stone her. And Jesus shut them up. He shut them up. And he said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Cast the first stone. Sorry, I can't help myself. Cameron, what did you do to me? But seriously, back then the law was, if someone was caught in that act of sin, that everyone would pick up rocks and start throwing them at that person until that person drops over dead. And this woman knew she was busted. And what I want to know is, how come the dude that she was caught in sin with wasn't there? Why did they pull her in? He was probably in the crowd, honestly. But you know what Jesus did? He had every right to say, well, throw the stone. Let's do it. The law says that. But what he did instead is he shut them up. And he said, all right, that's what the law says. Well, he who is without sin, you throw the first stone. Dude. They all started dropping their stones and quietly walking off. That's what Jesus was about. He was the chocolate chip. He was full of chocolate chips. His life was full of sweetness when the world was full of so much bitterness and so much sour and so much ugly and even so much bland. He added substance, sweetness, forgiveness, love, happiness to our lives. And that's why he came to earth. And that's why Easter happened in the first place. He came to earth, and we celebrate that on Christmas. We celebrate Christmas a lot, for months sometimes. We celebrate, you know, Easter for like one day. And that's why I'm glad we have Holy Week. Because I think Easter, the reason for Christmas is Easter. That's the point. It wasn't just that God came to earth as a human. It's such a great story, isn't it? It's so soft and warming. Even that right there, that's the chocolate chip, right? God comes down as a baby in a teenage belly. I mean, that's unbelievable. But the point of the birth is also the life and then the death. Because when he died, and he looked up to, you know, God in heaven, he said, God, forgive all these people. Forgive mankind, for they don't know what they do. That's the second birth. That's what Easter is all about. So I hope you have a happy Holy Week and a happy Easter. And honestly, a happy life.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
Keep those chocolate chips coming. Keep them in abundance. And you'll do exactly that. Remember, life isn't perfect, but it's pretty close when it's full of chocolate chips.
Steve A's.
So let's romance the scone.